Well, good morning, Interbet team, and welcome. Turfantine, Standside, 10th of May, 23 pentometer, 3 meter false rail at the 700 meter mark, 10 race program. Let's kick off with race one at 20 to 12. 1,000 meter maiden juvenile plate. Well, all the money's for first timers here. Three Hot Couture is the favorite at 7 to 10. As you know, first timers, you can't back them at 7 to 10. Ruby Whisper is the only horse with form. Serena Moodley gets the rider for Fanny Bronckhorst. There's been money for four Quito as well, the Finfuran runner. Race two, maiden plate, and they go 1,400 meters. And at this juncture, just a happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. The reason, number seven, that looks like the right horse here. Sean Terry, Craig Zaki, they look like they're in for a big day, but I would be very wary of Brett Warren's runner, Night Skizzle. Ran very well first time out, and last time it drifted unbelievably, and it ran accordingly. So who knows what was wrong or what the situation was. But the horse they're all going to have to get past is number two, Kavana. This is my strong first choice by putting the three horses in. The name of Dladla could be dangerous as well. Race three, maiden plate, fillies and mares. They go 1,400 meters. Nicholson Landing's got some sort of chance. Purple Rain got some sort of chance. Drifted like a barge last time as well. Not striding out, but the run before that was pretty good, and they backed it into 9 to 10. Four Masters Rose, second run after the rest, got to have a chance here. And then six Devious Looks, very nice first run. Brett Warren trains this one as well. But the horse number nine, Onward, that the Cock team with Richard Faria aboard, might improve markedly now over this type of trip. Race four, Pinnacle, 1,800 meters. Jan van Goyen comes back from a rest in a gelding, and he is a 6-10 favorite. He's going to have to get past the Fit Press On regardless, which is now going a bit of a distance. Wild Intent is second run after rest number three, and then Dodds King, back end of quartets. Race five, the Sales Cup races for fillies, 1160. I can't believe Alice B. Toikas is 12-1. I thought it ran very, very well when it won. But the stable companions, Griselda, hot favorite at 16-10. Now, they've been winners out of all her form lines, so that form looks really strong. Whereas Flower Island, there have been no winners out of five. She did a very fast time though, 56.87 Flower Island. 1,200 or 1,160 might be a hand doing, but I'd expect to see her up in front and the rest of them trying to chase her. Nine, Love Not War. Look for improvement here. This one's fit. Flower Island comes off a bit of a rest. Griselda's run in two features and been beaten in both of them, but looks strong enough. And then Alice B. Troikas could go really well, as I said. Race 6, Sales Cup, 1160. Catfish won well, number 3. Moodley gets the ride now. Give Me Some Luck, number 5, is your favorite. One in a common canter. Probably the right horse here. There's been a winner out of the form line, 57-1-4, third time. And Heath House, he's won 3 out of 3. He now goes the 1160, which might be stretching him. I thought that he would be really competitive. The other horse, 8 Prayers and Promises. This Terry runner has had 3 runs and a win in 2 places. I mean, 2 winners out of the first time it ran, 3 winners out of when it won, and 2 winners behind What a Warrior. That puts Prayers and Promises right in the picture. Don't leave it out of anything. Race 7, Secretariat Stakes. I thought King Harold was the horse they all had to beat. Richard Faria, Roy Magna. Warm Reception. Ignore this horse's last start. This might improve quite a lot. I thought she'd go well. Golden Operator, couple of wins. Beat King Harold last time at these sort of weights. Should beat him again. Huge player here. And Firestorm, another Terry runner, comes in with some sort of chance too. The two Hollywood horses, 7 Ovation Star and 10 Dawson's Anvil. I thought Dawson's Anvil was the better of the two, but Veal's taking the ride on Ovation Star. That's got to be the pointer to that one's chances. Race 8, Pinnacle, 1,400 meters. One main defender gets the blinkers. That might make a difference. He's been an underachiever for quite a long time now. Ogo Ali shows pace, and I think if fit, could be a player, but it's come back from arrest in gelding. Money Heist got some sort of form chance here, as does Yippie Kaye. Race 9, merit rated 96, 1800 meters. Diogenes looks very, very useful. Just getting better out of Captain Almere. Titans of War, another one that just keeps seeming to improve. Both these horses, if you look at their profiles, very, very similar. But Titans of War gets 2 kilos and Richard Foree, which is a big, big plus. Wayne will go well here, also in cracking form. Olympian Gold at the bottom. Now, this is a very interesting horse. This horse has run 6 times for a win in 4 places. He is disqualified when he won. But he's at the bottom of the weights, and he might be a lot better than rated. His form line looks very, very strong. Race 10, middle stakes, 1160. Zalatoris is a big player. Got to go well. He's in good form. The Last Duke, I thought, was the find of the race. Look for improvement. That's number 4. 2, Karate Kid, has had some good runs, but I'm not sure if he's not better than over 1,000. Max the Magician comes into everything, and maybe Season's Greetings with Yeni aboard. IPL, well, 2 big games today. The Super Kings playing the Giants. That will be a cracker. The Chennai boys are on a roll. LSG won a very good game there the other day, so that should be very close, I would have thought. The other game the Indians play, and that's the game afterwards. But I'll be watching Arsenal playing West Ham at West Ham to see if we can get through this speed bump to be able to win this title. Bet on Interbet, in play, in running, and get some fantastic bets on. Have a great day, and I'll be back with you during the week.